Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 147, and boy, we have been picking up some followers and some new likes. We have news on our 4,900th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to congratulate John Spencer of Bigler, Pennsylvania, for being our 4,900th like on Facebook. Remember folks, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout out. So thanks again to John Spencer of Bigler, Pennsylvania. Please tell your friends and family to do the same. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and don't forget our Instagram page at Big Scary Show. Gonna talk a little film news here with some news on Clive Barker's film Nightbreed via BloodyDisgusting.com. Fans of Clive Barker's 1990 epic Nightbreed are no doubt intimately familiar with the many different versions of the film, which include the studio-edited theatrical cut as well as a director's cut released by Screen Factory in 2014. As reported by the Clive Barker podcast, a brand new 3-hour ultimate, in quotes, version of the legendary Cabal cut is being put together, loaded with footage that no fan has ever seen. The side notes, speaking of the new version's extended length, that's an hour longer than the director's cut and more than a half hour longer than the Cabal cut version that was released by Seraphim a couple of years ago. Some of the footage for this ultimate cut has been pulled from newly discovered VHS dailies, which no one has seen. You can track the progress of this version of Nightbreed by following NB Cabal Cut on Twitter. That's NB Cabal, C-A-B-A-L, Cut on Twitter, which looks to be the official account for the project. Every day they've been tweeting out beautiful high-def images to whet your appetite. And of course, if we get more information, we will let you know. We have this news from the Basement of the Dead haunted house in Aurora, Illinois. On March 15th and 16th, do you dare to enter the first ever St. Patrick's Day haunted house, the Leprick Haunted House? Oh, that's clever. Will your four-leaf clover be enough to save you from spending an eternity in the 100-year-old basement with 100 devilish hungry leprechauns and their sickest Irish monster friends? Find out at Basement of the Dead. Get more information at basementofthedead.com. We have this news from Tom Savini via BloodyDisgusting.com. Many years ago, makeup effects legend Tom Savini shared photos and stories from his incredible career in the books Grand Illusions and Grand Illusions Book 2, and it looks like a brand new book covering his career is on the way. Titled Savini, the man himself has announced that it'll be a, quote, gigantic coffee table photo biography, unquote. The release date is to be announced, Savini noted. This looks to be the ultimate celebration of Savini's career. We have some news on Hannibal coming out on 4K Ultra HD. When it was released back in 2001, Ridley Scott's Hannibal was a massive hit, earning recognition for having, at the time, the biggest opening box office for a rated R film in history. The sequel to The Silence of the Lambs gobbled up over $300 million worldwide, paving way for the exceptional NBC series with the same title. Kino Lorber Studio Classics has announced that they're bringing Hannibal to both Blu-ray and 4K Ultra HD with a brand new 4K restoration and hours of extras. Here's everything you can look forward to in the brand new 4K restoration, HDR and SDR, color graded by cinematographer John Matheson. Audio commentary by director Ridley Scott. 5 unique making of Hannibal, including rare footage and interviews, which takes 75 minutes. It's called Breaking the Silence. Anatomy of a Shootout, a 5-angle breakdown of the fish market action scene. Ridley Grams, a featurette on the art of storyboarding. An exploration of the film's opening title design. Over 35 minutes of deleted and alternate scenes with optional director commentary. An alternate ending with optional director commentary. 19 TV spots, 2 theatrical trailers, 5.1 surround and 2.0 stereo sound, limited O-card slipcase. Hannibal bites his way onto 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray coming April 30th. We have this news on an immersive horror art exhibit coming to Los Angeles via AllHallowsGeek.com. Do you like scary movies? Then you'll love this all-new interactive art installation coming to Southern California that celebrates the iconic genre. I Like Scary Movies is a one-of-a-kind experience that lets horror fans interact and enjoy the worlds of some of their favorite horror films. This multi-sensory experience will let you see, hear, feel, and smell the environments of some of your favorite films. Come play with us as we take you back to The Shining, where you can sink into the infamous carpet from the Overlook Hotel before wandering through Beetlejuice's graveyard on your way to the Netherworld waiting room. Feel the fear as you enter Freddy's boiler room from A Nightmare on Elm Street, and then revisit the Lost Boys on your way to Pennywise's lair. After all, we all float down here. If you're not a fan of the jump scares that are usually associated with the horror film experience, you'll be happy to know that this experience is not about actors jumping out and scaring you. This is more about entering the world of your favorite films in a way you'd previously have not been able to. The I Like Scary Movies experience opens at the Desmond, 5514 Wilshire Avenue in Los Angeles, April 4th. The experience will run Thursdays through Sundays, with tickets available for set time slots. For more information, visit ilikescarymoviesexperience.com. Sounds like a lot of fun. We have this news from Haunticon in Omaha, Nebraska. Haunticon Omaha is a convention consisting of all things paranormal. You'll have the chance to meet and greet several people that you've watched on mainstream paranormal television shows over the years. Special guests include Dustin Perry of Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International, Brady Green from Ghost Hunters International, Johnny Hauser, The Haunted Space, The Pickmans of the famous Sally House Hauntings, and more. Meet representatives from many famous and well-known haunted locations from around the Midwest. Learn about their locations and decide for yourself if you would like to visit there or investigate. We will have paranormal teams educating people on the different styles of investigating, debunking evidence, and what all of the ghost hunting equipment is and how to use it. We will have metaphysical shops, readers of all sorts, oddities, and so much more. There will be keynote speaking sessions on various topics running all day, as well as interactive classes you may sit in on. Take a crack at an escape room and other activities they're planning. Your general admission ticket includes the premiere of A Brush with Evil 3, a Vidispace exclusive paranormal documentary. Get more information at HaunticonOmaha.com, that's HaunticonOmaha.com, or their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HaunticonOmaha. We have this news from the Reaper's Realm Haunted Attraction in China Grove, North Carolina. Come see our St. Patrick's Day haunt opening March 15th through the 16th. Get there early to check out the Demolition Derby before we open the haunt. Tickets are only $20 and get you admission into both. Do you dare survive the Haunted Farmhouse, Haunted Trail, the Slop Lot, the Haunted Barn, Sims Slaughterhouse, and the Hilltop Asylum? And, all new for 2019, Bobo and Stumpy's Slop Lot Eating Challenge, which is free to enter with cash prize giveaways. Get more information at ReapersRealmNC.com. We have this news from the Nightmare on 3008 Haunted Attraction in Fultondale, Alabama. Come fear the leprechaun and enjoy our St. Patrick's Day haunt, along with a Bird Box Challenge. March 15th and 16th, 7:30 until 11 p.m. We're located at 1731 Decatur Highway in Fultondale. Get more information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmare@3008. That's 3008. And finally, we have this news from the 17th annual Rondo Awards. Since 2002, the Rondos have been fandom's only classic horror awards decided by fans for the fans. Every nominee is being recognized for significant work or achievement in the year 2018. So add your voice and help make a difference. All voting is by email only. Simply copy the ballot on the website. We know that can be awkward, so you can just type out your choices. Send an email with your picks to David Colton at TARACO, Taraco, at AOL.com by Sunday night midnight, April 20th. No, you do not have to vote in every category. Vote for all, one, or a few. One vote per person, please. Every email must include your name to be counted. All votes are kept strictly confidential. No email addresses or personal information will ever be shared with anyone. And feel free to spread the word about the Rondo voting. Go social on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Place Rondo banners on websites. Urge your friends and fans to vote. But please do not mass produce or duplicate ballots. Suspicious ballots will be rejected at the sole discretion of the Rondo organizers. Let's keep this a fun vote. Again, to vote, email your picks to Taraco, T-A-R-A-C-O, at AOL.com. Finally, thanks as always to the thousands of fans, pros, and friends who have voted year after year. We look forward to hearing from you again. Let's make Rondo 17 the best ever. You can see that list and vote at RondoAward.com. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know we've been talking about Transworld for the last few weeks. Why? Because it's the biggest show of the year. We had Jen Braverman on a couple of shows ago talking about all the stuff happening at the show itself. But to talk truly about the stuff that happens after Transworld shuts its doors for the day, especially Saturday night when it comes to haunt tours. Everybody knows about the darkness. Everybody knows about the Limp Brewery. They got a whole lot of new stuff. Every single year they seem to change everything out. So, of course, we have to talk to none other than Larry Kirchner to find out everything going on with the darkness, Limp Brewery, Haunt World. He's got a huge forum out there. Haunt World magazine's coming out, so we got to get Larry on the phone. Oh, we have him on the phone. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, you know, can I hire you to introduce me all the time?
My rates are reasonable. We can talk in a few.
Okay.
So what's going on with Transworld 2019 for all those folks coming in, whether this is your first year, whether this is your 10th year in St. Louis? They've heard about it. They know what's going on, or they don't know what's going on. Tell us about the darkness and Limp Brewery tours when Transworld closes its doors for the day.
You know, I'll tell you something. When you thought at first you were asking about Transworld in general, but you know, it's pretty exciting to see that, you know, how that show's grown. You know, it's 10 years ago it started as like a really small show that nobody thought would work, and you know, now it's really gotten into a big league, into the amusement area and escape rooms, and now Christmas. And you know, I actually met with Transworld and convinced them to add the Christmas side of the show because I thought it would benefit the vendors, you know, because they can find new buyers, you know, for their, because I think that's one of the biggest problems with the vendors going forward is that you got, because the show is so successful, you've had so many new vendors, and there's still only so many buyers, right? So you're going to have to open it up. Because those haunt vendors, they could make a lot of different things for a lot of different fields. And there was no Christmas show, oddly enough. I couldn't even believe it. And I just went to Jen. I said, you know, you should add a Christmas show. And it kind of all started when I went to this place in Tennessee called Christmas Done Bright. And I was like, holy cow, Jen, you need to get these people to exhibit. And that's kind of where it started. So I'm really excited to see the Christmas side of the show. And because, you know, Drew, the truth is that's where the haunt industry is going right now, is that a lot of people in the haunt industry are moving away from doing haunts. And they're doing escape rooms, and they're doing axe throwing, and they're doing Christmas shows, and they're doing, you know, other things that, you know, like relate to the talents that they have. And so I think it's going to be a huge impact on the industry get the Christmas show tying in with the Halloween show.
I think the fastest growing segment of the industry right now, besides escape rooms, is probably off-season haunts. A few years ago, I know 4 years ago, I went to my first Christmas-themed haunt. It was the only one in the state of North Carolina. And this year, I can think of at least 6 or 7 haunts that had Christmas shows. I went to a Valentine's show down in South Carolina a couple weeks ago, or last week, and again, everyone seems to be putting on Christmas and Valentine's, and St. Patrick's is coming up, and Friday the 13th shows. So, it just makes sense to have this.
That's an interesting thought because, you know, you talked about the new Haunt World magazine. So we have issue 48 coming out. We're getting close to that, you know, 50 number.
Excellent.
And, which is really weird because I'm 49 and we're probably going to like meet head to head. And, but anyway, a couple of the articles that we did in the magazine, specifically that I did, was about opening your haunt, year round, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. You know, for me, we did Christmas this year. We did Valentine's. Valentine's did a little bit better than Christmas. It did the same thing the year before. But, you know, we just limited it to 1,000 people because we just wanted to make sure everybody got in, spaced everybody out. And we did about 1,000 people for both of those events. And, you know, it was about 15 plus years ago, when we were big league into building Blacklight mini golfs and stuff, that I opened up a Christmas walkthrough in a mall. And here it is now, the Christmas show's coming to St. Louis, so it's kind of interesting. I might have to do a Christmas show again. Who knows?
It's funny how it all comes full circle. So let's talk about Saturday night. The Darkness, the Lemp Brewery are both going to be open for haunt tours. I know if you go on your forums, hauntworld.com, Haunt World Forums, You're always there. You're posting tons and tons of pictures. We're redoing this. We're adding this. We're putting this out there. What can people expect when they come to go on the tours this year?
You know, the one thing that I want to make super clear is when the show came to St. Louis 10 years ago, we went all out, okay? I mean, I had so much stuff going on that for the first time in my life, I hired subcontractors because I didn't think we would get it done in time for Transworld. And then we opened for Transworld, and I thought, oh my God, I can't even believe we got all this stuff done. We built an entire building, a two-story building, like from scratch, 17,000 square feet. I remember literally those brick people weren't able to get the bricks on because it was too cold. And I was like, look, stop working on the back of the building. Nobody is going to walk through the back. To get out of the building, they got to walk through this side. You got to do this side. And I remember literally they were putting the last brick on, and I was like, you've got to clear all this out. And we didn't even have a sidewalk in, you know. But we did get cleared out like 2 days before. And then the whole thing was spoiled by not having charged radios. It was the last thing that we thought of was charged radios.
Oh,
and so without the ability to communicate with everybody to get we opened up, you know, late and everything. And I learned a lot from that first haunt tour. And I learned, you know, how to become a better haunter for, you know, your regular haunt, right? And so it's definitely been something that's been good from a learning experience. And each year I remember after the first year, I said, I'll never do it again because it wasn't worth it. All that work, you know, it just wasn't worth it because you're playing to a skewed audience, right? So imagine like if you were doing a play and all the people sitting in the stands were everybody who's won Emmys, right?
Right.
You know, it's like they're critiquing everything, right? And so I said, I'll never do it again. And then I said, after thinking about it for a while, I said, you know what? I'm not going to go out like that. I'm going to do it again and show people that, you know, we can even do better. And so it's been kind of the mantra of these Darkness Haunt Tours that every single year you try to outdo the last year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is over 10 years, if I was trying to guess, I would say over $5 million has been spent on one haunted house.
Wow.
Now, I probably could have built like 6 or 7 more haunts in other cities for the amount of money that I've spent on this one. And then it's also taxing on the on your crew because, you know, that deadline, March, and this year it's March 21st, is when we do our behind-the-scenes tour. So that deadline is looming. And, you know, I don't make any money on these haunt tours, really. And so I'm taking other jobs, you know, doing mini golf work. And so it's just really tough on everybody. So I decided about 3-4 weeks ago, I was like, man, I'm getting worn out by this thing. And so I did kind of announce that we would open Creepy World. And then I just decided, I don't know, it was like a couple weeks ago, I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. So let's make this the best one we've ever done. And I talk to a lot of people, and they'll say, well, we went like 3-4 years ago. And what's really crazy is 3 or 4 years ago, for a normal haunt, it would be like 10 years, okay? Because we spent so much time and money and attention to detail on everything we've done. So I was talking to somebody just 3 years ago, I was talking to somebody not that long ago, who said, I went 3-4 years ago. I was like, oh my God, the whole haunt is different. Here, we did this, we did this, we did that. Okay, we built escape rooms since you've been there. And so, yeah, so this year is going to be really, really cool. So on the Darkness, we built a new escape room. It's called Pirate's Curse.
Nice.
And we are trying really hard to get it open. Last time we built a new escape room for Transworld was last year when we built the Haunted Hotel, and it actually was not done, but we took bookings for it, so it was literally kind of hit and miss whether, you know, it worked for people at right. Transworld. So this year we've gone on a different route. It's not, you're not able to book it yet. Okay. But we actually do think it's going to be done by next Friday. And so we would probably have already let people in St. Louis play it for a week to 10 days before Transworld.
Sure.
So it'll probably go up to where you can book it probably in about 10 days. And that, I'm telling you, is the best escape room we've ever done. Because we're taking all the experience that we've learned. Our CNC machine, we've gotten really good with that. I think we've gotten better at the puzzles and the fun factor, and the detail is just out of this world. Very nice. Since last Transworld, we also redid our Cellar Escape, so that's like a whole new game since last Transworld. And then we've also added a Pincade to the escape room. And as far as the darkness is concerned, we did one really big scene downstairs, which you may have seen some video and pictures. It's called Skull Kingdom, where everything inside attacks you as a skull of some kind, from a gigantic skull snake that shoots CO2 to a giant skull warrior that you walk underneath, a giant skull that talks, skeletons that leap out of nowhere off the wall. And so we did that, and then upstairs we did a scene that we're actually still working on. It's inspired by The Nun, the movie The Nun.
Sure.
And it was a sewer tunnel, but it was like out of place because we built the new sewer section in the back last year. So it doesn't make sense to have two sewers. So we didn't have time to replace it last year, so we're replacing it this year. And I genuinely think it will be the scariest scene in the darkness.
Oh, very nice.
We opened for Valentine's, Drew. This is no joke, right? We had the nuns in place, and it was really dark in there, and people were afraid to walk through it. We're just like, it's not even done. It's not even done. And, you know, one of the things we did to the darkness this year that we've never done before is we've never used the CNC machine to make stuff for the darkness. And so the two new scenes we're making this year, we're using the CNC for both.
Ooh.
Okay? And so we've never done that before. And it's turned out really, really incredible. But the whole thing has always been, if you can't do something that the haunt industry has never seen before, right, then there's no point in doing it.
Right.
Makes sense. So you're gonna see a lot of props from Unit 70, obviously, that you've never seen before. And the other thing, too, about the darkness is that we did buy a lot of other props for the darkness, but we haven't been highlighting those. So there'll be, like, in the bedroom, we replaced a regular static bed with an animated exorcist bed that Unit 70 made, which is just an example. And we also came out with these really cool ideas that we had Unit 70 make, that they're like static latex props that disguise actors. And I don't actually have them yet, because Bo is still working on them, and I'm supposed to go get them in a couple weeks. So you're going to see a lot of cool stuff.
So you've got the walkthrough, lights on walkthrough for the darkness on the 21st, is that correct?
Yeah, so on the 21st is exactly what happens. It's a behind-the-scenes tour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at LEMP, okay? Because, by the way, we didn't talk about LEMP, but we renovated that as well. So it starts at the LEMP, and then you go through there. That starts at 7. And then you go through there, then you come over to the darkness, and you go through all the escape rooms. You can see all of those. Our zombie haunt, and then you go through the darkness, and you can take pictures, videos, whatever. And then when you get to the exit of the darkness, we've redone that room as well. We've turned it into a corporate party room.
Okay.
With a lot of horror-themed pinball games and video horror-themed video games. So you'll see that, right? And that's on Thursday. And then on Friday, you get to go through the LEMP with actors. And then on Saturday, you get to go through the darkness with actors.
Now, I was an actor at LEMP and the darkness several years ago. Are you looking for actors who may be traveling with different haunts coming to Transworld to work these? Or are you just going to use your crew and local people, or do you need extra help?
Well, you know, every year we get somebody who says, hey, you know, I'm a traveling actor. I would love to work in the darkness, you know, so they can put it on their list of haunts they've worked at.
Sure. I've done the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, I mean, it's all comers, you know. If somebody wants to work, we just throw them in there. I mean, because that's kind of the way the darkness haunt tour is that we tell the actors who work at LEMP, Darkness Creepwell, hey, just show up, you know, and then we're hoping 75 people come, right? And so if people from the haunt industry want to come as well, we just tell them to show up. It's not the same as when you recruit your full-time staff over the summer, and then you do training for the season. It's just like we're trying to get the people who really want to do it and then just have fun.
Absolutely.
So,
and
but
so,
we did renovate the lamp as well. And as I told you last year, we tried to close the lamp two Halloweens ago, and it didn't go over very well. So the reason why we tried to close it because it was terrible. and it really is. It was terrible. And so we said, well, if it's really important to the darkness's existence to have another haunt right next to it, then we need to renovate it. So last year we did just that. And it was supposed to be this like a cult theme. And I would say we got as far as we could. So this year, and so last year was a lot of infrastructure. There was walls that were falling apart and all this. And so we did as far as we could. And so all we really did this year was enhance that idea that it's an occult themed haunted house. So we improved the props, added things like a seance, right? Where there's people floating and there's like, you know, what was really cool that we did, that we have all these really expensive static stand up props from Unit 70. And we said, well, you know, they're really not occult themed. We bought tons of like steampunk or weird masks that you would see in that one Tom Cruise movie kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Lots of robes, and just started like covering tons of these things, you know. And so it looks like everybody's down there kind of, you know, they're into an occult. And so we're covering up these really expensive Unit 70 props, and I guess we could have just got mannequins, you know what I'm saying? And
no,
like we even took really expensive Unit 70 props and we just covered them in white sheets even, right? And so now it's really starting to look really weird and crazy, and the audio's better, and we got more specific props from Unit 70. Where, like, the dead bodies have, like, all kinds of satanic carvings into their flesh, and
excellent.
It's just a whole lot weirder,
looking,
you know what I mean?
Looking forward to seeing that. Well, let's take a small turn here. We've talked about the darkness, and we've talked about the Lemp Brewery, but as we were talking before we came on the air here, you have just redesigned your website, hauntworld.com. You've redone a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if the, because I haven't been around today, which is Sunday, but the changes to Haunt World state page, profile page, and front page are supposed to be uploaded this weekend. But yeah, it's like a never-ending battle now that Google, they try to monetize everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they just make it so tough on search engines like Haunt World now, okay, because they want to like replace them with their information, so they make it so tough, okay. So I am spending a fortune to fix it, to comply everything with Google, right?
Okay.
And so we've had to do like a complete overhaul to the site, and everything will be uploaded within the next, hopefully sometime this weekend or by next weekend. And one of the cool features we added to the profiles is we're making it easier for people to leave a review, but also that when you go to somebody's profile, it'll pull up all the reviews from every website on the internet. So it'll show people what their Google ranking is, Facebook, Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Haunt World.
Oh, wow. That's new. Okay. Never heard of anyone doing that before.
So it's just going to have like a lot of cool features to it now. Basically just trying to make it so that when people use Haunt World to find a haunt, that they get the information that they want, right?
Right.
So they'll want to use Haunt World again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so all those things have been factored in. And then, of course, with the fear ticket, that is by far the best ticketing system out there because it was created just for haunts. And so obviously we're going to be seriously integrating that into the website as well.
Excellent.
All tickets right off the website.
And as you mentioned, just as we got started, your magazine, Haunt World, the magazine, is issue 48, is getting ready to hit the stands, so to speak.
Yeah, it's Actually, it's a, man, it's like when you're trying to do these haunt tours, let me tell you, it's really like, are we seriously going to do a magazine? Okay. I mean, that's kind of what it's like. Okay. And so, you know, but then you go, well, you made a commitment to people, so you gotta do it, you know? And, I think this is going to be the best one we've ever done. The featured haunt is, haunt I think a lot of people would want to read about. It's John LaFlamboy.
Hell's Gate?
You know, the zombie army. Mm-hmm. Haunt that they have up there in Chicago.
Is it Hell's Gate?
And, Hell's Gate, yeah, Hell's Gate.
Awesome haunt.
And they had some amazing pictures. I mean, beautiful haunt, beautiful costuming, everything. And so there's a feature on that haunt, and then there's a couple other haunts, but we really stepped it up with like some of the articles. And like I got Ben Strong to write an article about flying rigs, because a lot of people are trying to add flying rigs to their haunt. Mm-hmm. So I had him do like an article about the do's and don'ts of flying rig for safety. Like, if you're going to get into it, here's some of the steps you need to look into. And then I did an article about opening your haunt year round. And then the letter from the editor, that actually took me a while to write. It's really good. And it talks about like how haunts can use their skills making money year round. And here's how you could do it. And here's the things you should focus on. And so I really do think it's going to be a great article. And then European Body Art wrote an article as well.
Oh, very nice.
About, they wrote an article about makeup, and so it's going to be a big issue. I know it's going to be in the 60-page range.
Hey, fun. We'll look forward to seeing that there, Larry. It looks like we're going to need to start winding this down here. So, let's review. You've got walkthroughs with Lemp in the Darkness on the 21st, which I believe is Thursday night at Transworld. You've got the Lemp Tour and the Darkness Tours while you're at Transworld. Haunt World, hauntworld.com, is undergoing a new facelift. Looks like it's going to be great. And can you subscribe to the magazine off the website, or is there a separate site for people to subscribe to that?
Yeah, so on the Haunt World magazine, the new Haunt World is going to include the magazine. The magazine will be a part of Haunt World going forward.
Oh, very nice.
But currently, you just go to hauntedhousemagazine.com. But once we get Haunt World updated, then it'll just, everything will be at Haunt World. We're putting everything into one.
Excellent.
And if they want to get tickets to our haunt, we started a new website this year called haunttours.com, or they can just go to darkness.fearticket.com.
So darkness.fearticket.com, haunttours.com. I'll go in hauntworld.com, hauntedhousemagazine.com. You got a lot of .coms. And I assume thedarkness.com for people wanting information on the darkness itself. Maybe they're pondering whether to buy a ticket and they want to see what they're getting themselves into. And
well, the darkness.com, last year that's the URL that we used for the tour, but that's still set up for my regular season haunt.
Okay.
That's why they would just go to haunttours.com.
Gotcha. So,
and you know, the one thing you didn't ask me is about whether I was doing the tour next year or not.
Are you doing the tour next year?
Well, yeah, we're... I guess maybe people think I'm a flake, but I said we would open Creepy World, and then I said I wasn't going to open Creepy World. You know, I'll tell you something. One thing, Drew, it has been so cold in St. Louis this year, and I don't know about where you're at, but
it was 70 today.
We got that ice vortex thing that came through here too, and it was mm-hmm. like up below 15 degrees, and it has just been so cold, snowy, and everything else. And it just made me realize, like, do you know how much work it would be to try to open Creepy World, and you know, especially when you're dealing with this kind of weather. And then we're not opening Lemp ever again, and that's a promise. As far as the darkness is concerned, we're not doing any more renovations, but I will tell you that we have that zombie haunt in there, and it's for sale, so if anybody wants to buy it, they can get in touch with me. It's for sale. And after Halloween or even before Halloween, we're going to take it out and we're going to build a social bar in there.
Oh, fun.
So we'll have like bowling, axe throwing, escapes with pinballs and arcade, and it's going to be great.
Excellent. Well, Larry, it's always fun talking to you. You've always got plenty to say and always have something new up your sleeve. You know, the new social bar, all this cool stuff. Once again, let's run through those. Haunttour.com, haunttours.com, hauntworld.com, hauntedhousemagazine.com. What's the fear ticket one?
Yeah, to get the tickets, all they have to really do is just type in darkness.fearticket.com. And I wanted to stress, Drew, that everybody thinks this is not true, but it is. I did it for Valentine's, Krampus, whatever. Because when my first year experiencing with the haunt owners going through so slow, and then they felt like, oh, you know, there's two, you know. So that's why we have it limited to a certain amount of people, okay? So about the behind-the-scenes tours sell out every year, and we only have 350 tickets, and I would say right now it's right around 220 or so. And once it gets to 350, we don't do any more because we want everybody spaced out. And that's the same thing on the LEMP. It has a very low throughput. That's why it's limited to 600. And when it sells out, we're not adding any more because we want everybody who comes to get a great experience. And you know what's great, Drew? You can actually take your you can take a calculator and go, okay, we sold 600 tickets. Divide that. We're going to be open by 3 hours. So then you can let a group of this many people in every 1 minute and 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're going to finish on the dime, right? And that would be the great thing about having time ticketing for haunted houses across the country. But I'm afraid to do that in October. But for this show, I'm doing it because I want to make sure that everybody gets the same experience. Excellent. If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense to us. Larry, I want to thank you again for taking the time to speak with us here at Big Scary News. We will get you on again, maybe even before Halloween, so we can talk about all this cool stuff with the darkness. But once again, Larry Kirchner, all the websites he mentioned, you know, or just go to haashow.com. I think you can register for these things off that site, too. And for all those folks who don't know where you're going to be at Transworld, what is the darkness and all your ventures and all that stuff, what booth will you be sitting at?
Well, right when you come in the show, we're going to have a booth. And, you know, by the way, Drew, that's like something we haven't even started, okay? Is building a booth for Transworld. You know, every year we build like some sort of facade or something, and we haven't even started. So we're really behind the eight ball.
You got a month. Well, anyway, I'm sure we'll find you there at Transworld, Larry. It's always good talking to you here. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.